In Tasmania, a group of teenagers have made a film about the effects of the drug ice, or methamphetamine, on their local community in Smithton in Tasmania.
I really didn't want to die being an addict, you know, and I didn't want the kids to know that, gee, Dad was so off his head he died, you know, and it really played on my mind.
Life is a journey, a never-ending train ride with constant forks in the road and challenges on the track. This is a story about a town rich in heritage, stubborn in its ways, and its heaving battle with the street drug, crystal meth. Rich, poor, old and young, the addiction is real, and it's time to take action.
It's a film called Two Trains. It's about Smithton, a small town in Tasmania, which has been in the grip of an ice epidemic, which peaked really back in 2014 and 2015. This film was produced by a team of 15 and 16-year-olds under the guidance of 19-year-old director and local youth worker, and with a grant of $10,000 from ABC's regional youth initiative, Haywire. One of the biggest challenges that this team faced in a community where everybody knows everybody, was people's reluctance to talk on film. But they overcame that hurdle, and the movie had its first airing on the weekend at the Smithton Youth Recreation Centre. Director Joby Starrick and Project Coordinator Dudley Billing from Rural Health Tasmania join us from our ABC studios in Burnie in northwest Tasmania this morning. Joby and Dudley, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Dudley, how visible, how prevalent was ice and the impact of ice on the area around Smithton at the time when you started to make this film 12 months ago?
It depends how attuned you are to it and whether you've had exposure to it from different people. I notice it. I can certainly tell you that. I see people tearing up receipts at ATMs every now and then, and I see things happening, and I see people dropping weight really quickly. And
what does that mean, tearing up receipts? Why do you say tearing up receipts at ATM? What does that mean?
People need money, and people will go, you know, they'll be looking back at the same bank balance for a day or two, you know, just waiting for money to be in there, you know, things like that. And that can happen. And you see people getting into that cycle. And it's if you know, if you've been exposed to it before and you start to see those patterns and you go, oh, no. And especially you see it in a small town because there's only, you know, a couple of streets and that's when you start to go, oh, this guy's in trouble. And there's advantages to that too because you've got, you know, you've got the capacity to go and spend time with them and talk to them and things like that as well. And so, you know, if people know what to look for, then, you know, there's more chance that people are going to help.
And this is a community you know. These were people you knew who were being affected by it. That's why, as you say, if you know what to look for, you were kind of in amongst it in a sense, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. We're all in amongst it all the time. It's just one of those things. And the community were hit very unawares. And it's not as though this community probably had it any worse, but the community were particularly proactive in getting on top of it and having ice forums and thinking of things like this and applying to Haywire and doing that sort of stuff. And that's what brought it into the spotlight.
Joby, let me ask you, you're also from this area. You're 19 now. How aware were you of ice in the community? I mean, people call it an ice epidemic in and around Smithton.
Yeah, I've been here all my life, grown up here and absolutely love the place. But, you know, in the high school, I didn't go to high school in Smithton. I went to high school in Wynyard, but I spent a lot of time in Smithton, play football there and spent a lot of time there. And it's just heartbreaking to see people that you know going down that path. And like Dudley says, we're there every day and you start to notice patterns in people that you may not are close to, but it's very prevalent. Like, it's there. You see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Joby, you're only 19, as I say, but you've been working on film for a while. It's clearly something you wanted to do. You're the director of this movie. I think you're also the cinematographer, aren't you, by and large? What was the big challenge, Joby, to, in a small community, I imagine it was pretty difficult to get people to put their heads up on camera and tell their stories of their addiction. How hard was that? And did you manage to get any people to do that?
Yeah. Like you say, the town's full of everyone that knows everyone. And so walking around with a big old camera wasn't the most easiest task. But we found some really genuine people that that were worried about our community and really thought it was time to, you know, have their say or tell their story. And we didn't encourage anyone to feel like they were going to be exposed, or, you know, a lot of people go on film and tell their story and then cop a lot of backlash from it, especially people that might have been addicted. So it was mostly focusing about overcoming the problem and bringing it to light instead of, you know, bringing people down with it.
Dudley, yeah. You had to face this challenge too. You're the coordinator of this project. What was the major concern? Was it just privacy? Was it fear of repercussion?
Oh, it was absolutely. It was the safety of the young people involved. At the end of the day, Haywire isn't Four Corners. And what we wanted to do, when we started to delve into the issue and I spoke to a lot of addicts and things like that, we realised quickly that this should be, if we're going to get this into schools and it's going to be engaging and educational, we want it to present more like BTN than Four Corners, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
So we had we've got a lot of small vox pops and sort of comical moments that offset the more serious messages from recovering addicts and from people like Jackie Lambie, who's had the experience with her son. And Lane Beachley and other people spoke on the topic of drugs also. So that's kind of, we sort of met halfway there and made something that doesn't put distance between its audience, its target audience. We want to lessen the users, new users coming in, and that's what we want to try and educate young people.
Yeah, the target audience is young kids, and you hope this will be a resource in schools. And
absolutely.
You've actually made a big effort, both of you, to go out and recruit younger members of Smithton to actually make this movie, haven't you? How old's the film crew?
Oh, from 15 up to 19. And our chief editor was 24, and all from Circular Head. And the first couple of times I was quite nervous going into the schools going, does anyone want to make a documentary about ice? And they were kind of, I felt like you could feel a pin drop, but then slowly hands started to raise and people were interested, and they stuck it out and they gave a lot of their own spare time and they learnt a lot. And
okay.
They're all fantastic filmmakers.
So what's the key message then from your movie? From your film to this young audience?
Know what's out there and just don't go blindly into the end of year parties and things and make silly drunken choices about stuff you don't know anything about. You want to make sure that you're equipped with knowledge before things get really serious, you know, and people might jump on a plane, go up to school, even before they know it, they've had a few and they're making choices that they've never had in their lives.
And that shows you the impact of this drug and how quickly it can grab you, really.
It's a very serious time, yeah.
Joby, just finally and briefly, the film has had its first showing to a local audience. How did it go down?
It went fantastic. We ran out of seats. The town accepted it really well and we've already had everyone asking, you know, when's it going to be out again and stuff. So they accepted it really well and we were really proud of everyone that was involved.
All right. Well, good luck with the distribution, because that's the challenge, the important thing, if it is going to be have some use to get this message out. Joby Starick and Dudley Billing, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Dudley Billing is the project coordinator for Two Trains, this film about the impact of ice on the community around Smithton in northwest Tasmania. And Joby Starick is the 19-year-old director of the movie Two Trains. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 8:45.